Shakespeare was not a genius. He was, without the distant shadow of a doubt, the most wonderful writer who ever breathed, but not a genius. No angels handed him his lines, no fairies proofread for him. Instead, he learnt techniques, he learnt tricks, and he learnt them well. Genius, as we tend to talk about it today, is some sort of mysterious and combustible substance that burns brightly and burns out. It's the strange gift of poets and pop stars that allows them to produce one wonderful work in their early 20s and then nothing. It is mysterious. It is there. It is gone. This is, if you think about it, a rather odd idea. Nobody would talk about a doctor or an accountant or a taxi driver who burnt out too fast, too brilliant to live long. Pretty much everyone in every profession, outside of professional athletics, gets better as they go along, for the rather obvious reason that they learn and they practice. Why should writers be different? Shakespeare wasn't different. Shakespeare got better and better and better, which was easy because he started badly, like most people starting a new job. Nobody is quite sure which is Shakespeare's first play, but the contenders are Love's Labour's Lost, Titus Andronicus, and Henry VI, Part 1. Do not, dear reader, worry if you have not read those plays. Almost nobody has, because, to be utterly frank, they're not very good.